Media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome in the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby. Good morning, Coach Inglesby.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Before we talk about the start of conference play, talk about non-conference where you guys were able to put together a winning record against a pretty strong non-conference schedule, including that game against Notre Dame. What do you feel like you've learned about your team over the first couple of months?
Well, I think you're learning a lot about your team on a daily and weekly basis, and I think we set up our non-conference schedule to hopefully prepare us for league play, and we played some really good basketball teams, a couple games that were locked in before I got the job, but we opened up with a terrific win at Richmond to open the season. We went on the road, played a strong Bradley team down to the wire, so we're a work in progress. We're trying to get better. We got a lot of young faces in there that we're getting some good experience for, and I think they're starting to learn how to play together. Our chemistry is improving on a week-by-week basis. And, it was a special night for us to have Notre Dame here in December. A great night to honor Coach Bray, everything that he's meant to this basketball program, a great buzz around campus, having them in our building. I thought we played well. I never felt so good about a 24-point loss in my life. But, it was a great night, electric in our building, great crowd. And I think that helped us, continue to have some momentum moving forward. Even though we didn't get the win, it propelled us to get on a little winning streak. We headed into Christmas feeling pretty good about ourselves, and then, happy to be 2-2 in league play right now.
Got a media question in queue. If you'll get that for us, Christine.
Our next question comes from the line of Josh Wallfish from the Daily News Record. Your line is open.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I think it's like six teams in this league had to play the same opponent twice in that opening 10-day stretch, and obviously you guys were one of them. What are the sort of the challenges and or benefits of this sort of weird scheduling quirk?
Yeah, I think that was unique. I remember that happened to us when we were in the Big East in the ACC. You play a game, and 7 days later, you're playing a team again. I think it really helped us coming off a tough loss on Friday night to William & Mary to be able to focus on our basketball team and what we needed to do to improve, being familiar with the team that was coming in on Sunday. We didn't do a whole lot from a scouting standpoint watching UNC Wilmington until the day of the game because our guys were familiar with them. And it was really two different styles of game. When we played Wilmington down there, it was 58-56, kind of a tough, rugged line of scrimmage basketball game. And then the game on Sunday was really up-tempo. We scored 96 points. They scored 76. So it was more about focusing on us coming off a tough loss. But, I think you see in league play, you just got to be ready to play the next game on your schedule. And if you played them in the last week, it gives you some familiarity. You can spend a little more time focusing on yourself and not as much on the opponent. And that's kind of been our theme with our team. It's not about who we're playing. It's more about what we need to do to prepare and improve to win a league game.
You talk about, I think actually all three of those games, the two games were very, very different from the first day of the season to Sunday. Is that, do you feel like that, like you were talking about, that's more just because you're sort of so familiar that maybe you're focusing more on yourself, you're focusing more on the adjustments you feel like you guys need to make, as opposed to sort of trying to reinstall the scout?
Yeah, I mean, I think any night's different, for us to be able to go on the road in league play, the first night of CAA play, I think there were some nerves or some jitters or some anxiousness. It wasn't a pretty basketball game against Wilmington when we played down there. But, again, our focus has always been on us and what we need to do to improve and get better. The game on Sunday was really up-tempo. And that was a point of emphasis for us playing them the first time, is they like to play really fast, and we wanted to try to focus on controlling tempo. And then it was a little bit of a shootout on Sunday. So, I think each game's different. It's unique based on bodies, personnel, having familiarity with the opponent. Now, we went in and saying, all right, we're going to do a couple things different. I'm sure that's what UNC Wilmington did when they scouted us and talked about playing us on Sunday. And fortunately for us, we got into a really good rhythm offensively and made some shots and got up and down in our building. And we came off a tough loss on Friday night. So our antennas cameras were up, guys were hungry to get back to practice on Saturday. And again, we didn't talk much UNC Wilmington until about 10 o'clock Sunday morning before we played them.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much, Coach.
Yep.
Got another media question, if you'll get that, Christine.
Our next question comes from the line of Kevin Trelsoni from Delaware Online. Your line is open.
Hey, Martin, how's it going?
Good, Kevin. How are you?
Good. Hey, in terms of Ryan Allen, are there any things about him that have surprised you guys? I mean, obviously, coming from DeMatha, you knew he was coming from a very competitive program. You knew how good he was.
Yeah.
You knew what a good shooter he was. Is there anything about him, now that you guys have had him in a college program here for a few months, that has particularly surprised or impressed you about him?
I think it's a good question. You know, we really evaluated him through the process, and obviously Corey McRae, one of my assistants, is familiar with him and knows him well from his time at DeMatha. You know, it was important for us, one, to add kids that have played against great competition. I think that's always something that you're looking through for in the recruiting process, that when the lights are bright, guys can step up and play and play well. You know, fortunately for us, he was a kid that had probably got recruited at a higher level, but this was a really good fit and was familiar with Coach McRae and our program, and had a chance to come in and play right away. I've been really impressed with how coachable he's been. You know, he's a kid that, as a senior in high school at DeMatha, handled the ball and played the point guard position. Now this year, he's playing off the ball a little more than he did last year, and he's continuing to kind of learn how to play, and you know, the chemistry is improving with him and Ryan Daly, and unfortunately we lost Kevin Anderson, but you know, those three guys really were starting to become a cohesive unit. He's a kid that, you know, on the defensive end, he wants to defend and guard. You know, I think he takes that challenge in practice and in the games. But he's a guy that can really make some tough shots. You know, it's one of those nights where you just kind of, when he's feeling it, you want to get the ball in his hand because he can really put it in the hoop. And you know, I knew he could make shots, but I've been impressed with, you know, his ability to put it on the floor and scoring it at the rim. And we need him to score the basketball for us. It's important for us and our flow and you know, kind of our development on the perimeter when he's down there knocking down shots. And he's got the green light. You know, he's got the green light to really go and score for us, and we need that out of him.
Yeah, that's one thing I was wondering, because you know, because he did play the point at the math. So when he's now kind of playing as the off guard, you know, what kind of adjustment is that when now you're waiting for somebody to get you the ball on many occasions? I mean he certainly has looked quite confident and quite willing to let it fly.
No, he is. I mean, he's a really confident basketball, really confident offensive player. You know, he's a guy that feels that he can go get his and he can make tough shots, and I got to keep developing that and nurturing that out of him. But a guy that did play, you know, point for, you know, 35 games last year at DeMatha, and he's just a basketball player. In our system, you know, you could have three guards on the floor and those guys are playing well together and being unselfish and being unpredictable. You know, it's not a system that, all right, you're the point guard, you're the two guard. It's kind of that positionless basketball philosophy that you get good players on the floor and you let them play. I do think he's coming into his own a little bit. You know, he's gotten a feel for when he can pick and choose his spots, when to go. And, you know, sometimes he'll break something off and I'll be like, no, great shot. You know, because he makes some of those tough two-point shots. He's a kid that, you know, he shot it well from the three-point line. I think he's averaging almost three-point makes per game. But he has, you know, kind of a knack to make some tough two-point shots, too. You know, he can get guys on his heels. He gets to the basket. He makes some tough two-point shots. You know, those are the shots you're trying to force on the defensive end, but he can rise up and make some shots. And he gives us some, you know, some energy and emotion, some bounce when he, you know, he makes those shots. You know, he kind of gets his teammates going as he makes those, you know, tough twos or tough threes, and gives us some really good energy on the offensive end.
Thanks, Martin. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, Martin, thanks for your time here today. Great talking to you, and look forward to doing so again next week.
All right, Rob, have a good one. Thanks.
All right, you too.
Bye.